right then, our next guest has gone from the Johannesburg suburb of Bosmont all the way to Beverly Hills, please and thank you, where he rubs shoulders with the rich and famous. You'll remember that Lyle Anthony shot to fame in South Africa after winning Pop Stars in 2010. Was it really 2010? My goodness me. In a few hours' time, he's going to be performing at LA Pride, where no less than Mariah the Diva Carey is the headline act. But I'm delighted to say that he joins me now via Zoom. Lyle, hello.
Hello, and how are you?
I am fantabulosity. I am so good. I'm absolutely thrilled to have you with us.
I'm so thrilled to be with you guys this morning. I miss home. I miss my people. So it's really, really nice to be online with you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
You've picked up a little bit of an American accent.
I mean, listen, I've traveled for so long, and I think I've just picked up just along the way so many different accents, and I don't even know what accent I have anymore until I'm back home, and then it's a wrap.
It's always the way, though. It's always the way. It's always the way. I think I'm similar. Right. People say to me, gosh, depending on where I go, if I go to England, people say, you sound South African. And then if I'm here, people say, no, you're very, very British. Listen, how did you land this gig at LA Pride on the same stage as Mariah, Her Majesty Carey?
The Queen herself. The Queen. Listen, I've been grinding. I've been working so hard. I came here with a plan. I came here with a purpose. I knew that it was a new start for me, obviously, in the big city of Los Angeles, where so many people are trying to make it. And I think I did. I definitely met with the right people, made the right contacts. And I, like I said, I've just been really grinding and working hard. And people have taken notice to me, my craft. And I'm so excited to be performing alongside Mariah Carey tomorrow. So, and then I'm performing the big Washington DC Pride on Sunday as well, with like Idina Menzel and all of those on the lineup. So I'm very, very excited to be rubbing shoulders with tonight. Megan Thee Stallion performed at LA Pride, so it's an honor, and I'm excited for where it's going.
It's fantastic. Listen, you've got to take us back. I can't believe, first of all, that it's been 13 years since Popstars. I mean,
that's
terrifying, because if I start calculating, then I have to face how old I am, which I'm simply not prepared to do. But listen, I mean, your journey from Joburg to LA is really the stuff of an awful lot of people's dreams. Tell us about your Popstars journey. And I mean, I'm a firm believer in not having regrets. I think all of the things
absolutely
that happen to us, good and bad, are served to give us life lessons that can only sort of make us better. Those would have been sort of the early days of the reality genre. You would have been one of the first. So looking back, I mean, what happened? You see an ad for this reality TV gig and you think, I'll give that a go. Tell us your pop star story.
So I remember 101 was the very first pop star show. And I remember Kurt and Aaron, and I was just like, oh my God, I want to be there one day. And I, in 2010, had a call from a friend saying, you should audition for Pop Stars. I was like, really? He's like, absolutely. And I went to the audition and they loved me. And yeah, I was on with PJ Powers, Bala, not Loiso, Zwai Bala was one of the judges. Azania Andoro was one of the judges. And I guess they just fell in love with me, my craft, my talent. And I joined Nevada at the time. It was the four of us that joined Nevada. And I guess that was really the launching pad for where I saw myself. And I thought, if I can do it here, you know what, let's go and try it. But after Pop Stars and everything had kind of, you know, the group split up and all of that, I went on to traveling around, headlining on cruise ships around the world. I traveled 50 countries. And I think that's also where the accent comes from. I lived in three. So, yeah, I just knew that every time I came to LA, it just felt like home. And I was like, let's make the move. And in 2019, just before the pandemic too, I moved to LA, and the pandemic happened the next year. And I guess that was my time to really focus in and focus on my music. And I really did. And people started loving it. People started noticing. I performed, I headlined Vegas Pride last year. Wow. I opened for En Vogue in Arizona last year. So like, yeah, things are happening. I just needed to swiftly move on.
Yeah. When one thinks of Los Angeles in particular, it's one thing to sort of to go stateside and to go to these, but right. Los Angeles, it seems like the epitome of the madness of the biz, if you know what I mean.
It is
that place where you go, I mean, I know they say New York, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. I
no,
don't believe
LA.
That to be true. I think LA, if you can make it in LA.
LA's a beast.
It's a beast,
LA
right?
is an absolute beast. And
so,
I think, because there's so many people coming here with a dream, everybody's trying to, and everything you hear about LA, everything you see about LA is exactly what it is, except it's dirty, you know, the streets and all of that kind of stuff. But other than that, it's a beautiful place.
Lyle, have you had a moment in LA that I gather an awful lot of people who moved there have had, and whether they moved there from other parts in the state of the states or from overseas, where you've been there for a while and you have like an LA moment where you go, I can't do this. It's just, yes, there's upsides to it, but it's
a lot.
Yeah. Did you have that moment? Did you ever, we were talking about regrets.
Listen,
did you ever have a thing of like, I can't be here?
I love what you said about regrets, because I've always said I will never live my life in regret because I know what I'm doing when I'm doing it. I'm there. I'm present in the moment. And I think too, as an artist, as a performing artist, as an independent artist, because, you know, I'm still here making, you know, paying everything that I make is going to my career and all of that kind of stuff. So I don't really have the support just yet. People, there's A&Rs and stuff that I know that somebody said to me the other day, you are in boardrooms. I heard your name come up in
wow.
a boardroom of an A&R team. So I just need to stay focused, because you can so easily get caught up in the giving up. You know, and I think I've come so far not to just come so far.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I'm just keeping on pushing. And sometimes you get so despondent because, like I said, everything is so expensive here. So everything that you make, everything that you is going back into it, you know, until such time that it kicks off. But like I said, it's been a great journey. I've met the right people. I'm on the right stages. I'm in boardrooms and stuff like that. So for me, it does give me hope, you know, that I just need to keep at it and just keep going. Soon, it's going to pop off.
Yeah.
Remember that.
We are chatting this morning to Lyle Anthony. Of course, you remember the name because he was the winner of Pop Stars in 2010, folks. I know it was that long ago. But since then, he has now made Los Angeles his home. And it is in Los Angeles Pride, LA Pride, later that he is going to be performing on the very same stage, please and thank you, as Mariah Carey. Thank you very much. Listen, you released your debut EP in 2021. Talk to us a little bit about that and some of the people that you worked with and how it is that you go from South Africa to LA and you're able to still be making the music that you love to make and also working with some incredible producers as well.
Right. So when I moved here, I became really friendly with the likes of Todrick Hall, who was an inspiration to get me, like he said, get into stereo, make sure you're doing your thing. And so I guess he also, my producer Carl, who I worked on, has worked with the likes of Brandy, Sierra, Todrick Hall, Tamar Braxton. So I knew I was in good hands, and it was really it was a personal project for me. It's Love Wins was one of my first singles off that I deserve. I lost my brother 2 years ago in South Africa. So it was all very personal, the music, but also I stuck true to the Afrobeat, Afropop kind of sound, because that is essentially my sound. It's Afrobeat, Afropop. It's my heartbeat. So I didn't want to lose focus on that. But yeah, it was a personal album. And now I've got some more music coming up. I've got my new single called Lover Boy coming up, Loving Myself, all of that. And I think all of my music is really music with a conscience. It's all about love. It's all about self-love, inclusion, you know, identity.
The fact that you sing so openly about, and as you say, your music is about inclusion. You're performing at Pride later. You are very true to yourself and your own identity within your music. There will be other members of the LGBTQI plus community who will, in their musical lives, have been advised not to do that. Don't do that. Come, you know, portray yourself. I mean, I can't even imagine the number of boy band members in there, you know, who have been told don't come out as gay 100%. Because, you know, all of that. Did you experience that? Were there people saying, listen,
so much,
just
so
come,
much. I have people who can change the trajectory of my career in a second. If I changed my sound, if I changed my, you know what I mean? Some have even said to me, don't be too gay or don't be too this or don't be too that. But me just being who I am has really opened different doors and staying true to me, staying true to my sound. And yes, there are times where we're going to have to alternate and adjust, you know, because there is a greater audience that I'm trying to reach and stuff like that. But at the essence of it is still me. Yeah. I'm still staying true to myself, even though as I evolve as an artist, you know, last year's work is not what I'm going to be putting out this year and not what I'm going to be putting out next year. So I'm evolving, I'm learning as I go along, but I'm still going to stay true to me regardless of, you know, what people are saying, the naysayers, because essentially, you can only be the best person, the best version of yourself if you're being true to yourself, you know? So, and yeah, I'm now on great stages with amazing people, and I just have to stay true to the cause.
Lyle, what are you going to be performing later at LA Pride?
So I'm doing three covers and three originals because it's a 30-minute set.
Mm.
I'm doing Aerostar's Bloody Samaritan as an opener. But we have also, I worked with Kurt Herman. If you know Kurt Herman, he was on the original 101 Pop Stars. Who's it going to be next in line? And he does all of the idols, Nigerian idols. And he worked on my live set with me for LA Pride. And he created some magic. So I'm doing a cover of Bloody Samaritan, Aerostar, it's an Afrobeat mix that's incredible. I'm doing three of my own songs, Love a Boy, Loving Myself, and Love Wins, Love, Love, Love. And then I'm also doing a cover of Lil Nas X's Industry Baby, a great rendition as well that Kurt made. And also Cuff It by Beyonce, but I'm a piano version.
Come on. You're fantastic.
Very, very
fantastic. Listen, Lyle, it's been absolutely fantastic to have you. You mentioned Love Wins, and we're going to play that song now for our listeners. You can follow Lyle.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. You can follow Lyle at Lyle Anthony Official on Instagram. Good to have you with us, and all the very best performing at LA Pride later today.
Thank you, Cape Town, and I miss you all so much. Love ya.